Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 75 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Cody Robinson.
He was a volunteer firefighter, but as far as the arrest, they picked him up on an indictment warrant.
A former Carter County fireman is facing arson charges.
The man accused of shooting at another vehicle on the Mountain Parkway has been arrested.
The national media has its eye on the Rowan County primary today.
Voter turnout is expected to be high today.
Rowan officials expect the new jail to create revenue.
In sports, both Rowan County's baseball and softball teams are fighting for the district championship tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Scattered thunderstorms tonight with a low around 63. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
A volunteer firefighter in Carter County has been arrested for arson and could face life in prison. Authorities say 29-year-old Anthony Ramirez was indicted for first-degree arson for allegedly setting fire to his apartment in March. He was picked up early this morning on a warrant and is being held in the Carter County Detention Center on a $250,000 bond. Grayson Police Sergeant Travis Steele says the Shangri-La apartment received extensive damage.
There was damage. I don't particularly have a value. I mean, there was significant damage. He said he had to completely gut the inside of it.
Steele says Ramirez had been evicted from the apartment and set the fire in retaliation. No one was injured at the time of the blaze.
Kentucky State Police are asking for the public's help in finding a bank robbery suspect. WYMT reports the Hyden Citizens Bank in Leslie County was robbed yesterday afternoon. Witnesses say a white man wearing a dark hat and dark sweatshirt ran into the bank around 12:30.
I seen him get up and take off to the parking lot, and he had this huge rip in the back of his pants. When he come back out, he come kind of in a sprint running across the parking lot, holding his britches up with the green bank bag in his hand, and went around the corner of the building.
Troopers believe the man to be around 5'11". Anyone with information on the robbery is asked to call 606-435-6069.
Owsley County authorities say they've arrested a suspect following a shooting incident on the Mountain Parkway. According to WKYT, with the help of the Kentucky State Police, deputies arrested 55-year-old Ronnie Daniel this morning. This is following a report of shots being fired at a passing car on the parkway in Wolf County between Campton and Slade. No one was injured in the incident. Daniel is charged with one endangerment, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and fleeing or evading police in a motor vehicle.
A Laurel County woman is behind bars and faces additional charges for damaging a police car on the way. WKYT reports 48-year-old Regina Griffey was found by authorities in someone else's home in London after deputies received a complaint. After being arrested on burglary charges, Regina began screaming and kicking at the windows inside the deputy's car. Authorities then tacked on charges of disorderly conduct and criminal mischief. Griffey is being lodged in the Laurel County Detention Center.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. Located at 325 Triplett Street near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center offers a 24-hour drop-off service for a variety of recyclables, including cardboard, aluminum and steel cans, one and two numbered plastics, books, newspaper, magazines, mixed and shredded paper. The Community Recycling Center is a partnership of the City of Moorhead, Rowan County, and Moorhead State University. More information at 784-1250.
With just an hour and a half left to vote in the primary election, it seems every media outlet in the country has eyes on Rowan County today. Four Democratic hopefuls are running in the primary for the chance to face off with Kim Davis in the general election for Rowan County Clerk. Davis is best known for her divisive decision to deny marriage licenses in the aftermath of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that effectively legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. The former Democrat is now running as a Republican. One of the names in the Democratic primary that's been grabbing a lot of attention and donations from around the country is David Ermold, who was denied a marriage license by Davis in 2015. Elwood Cottle Jr. ran against Davis in the Democratic primary in 2014 and lost by 23 votes. He has worked in the county property valuation office for the last 20 years. Rounding out the ballot are lifelong Rowan County resident Jamie Jesse and Naisha Fife, who's a Navy veteran and an instructor at Morehead State University. We will update our website at WMKY.org as we receive election results this evening.
Rowan Clerk Kim Davis hopes the county's voters are showing up in good numbers at the polls for today's primary elections. Kentucky Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes has predicted a statewide turnout of around 30%, and Davis hopes her county can at least match that figure.
I ordered ballots for about an 85% turnout. If we had that, that would be wonderful. But, you know, it's been kind of quiet, so I really, you know, you can't really measure, you know, turnout by the chatter that's going on, but I'm hopeful that everybody will get out and vote.
Davis says of Friday, she'd only received around 200 absentee ballots for today's primaries. While Democrats in Round County are choosing their fall candidates in eight races, Republicans have just one election on their primary ballot. Longtime incumbent 5th District Congressman Hal Rogers is being challenged by Gerardo Serrado. There are also one nonpartisan race. Six candidates are running for a seat on the state's 7th District Court of Appeals.
Kentuckians across the state are going to the polls today to choose their party's candidates in the primary election. Here's Paul Miles.
Go Vote KY is the place for voter information.
You'll be able to check your registration, which we encourage everybody to do. You can make sure that you are indeed registered. You can check to see where you go vote and get driving directions sent directly to your phone.
Secretary of State Allison Lundergan Grimes is predicting voter turnout could reach 30%. That would be high for a primary, thanks to a large number of local races on the ballots. I'm Paul Miles.
State officials are saying a record number of Kentuckians are expected to cast ballots in today's primary election. The Secretary of State's office is estimating 3.3 million ballots to be cast today, which would mark the highest voter turnout in the Commonwealth since 2010. AARP Kentucky President Charlotte Whitaker says it is essential for the 50-plus demographic to cast their ballots as well.
Our future depends on our vote. Medicare, Social Security, financial planning, and caregiving are main issues that we all have concerns about. And the eyes of Kentucky are going to be on Washington because of a lot of congressional elections in the primary.
Whitaker says the growing possibilities of cuts is what makes it important for as many Kentuckians as possible to cast a ballot. Polls are open until 6 p.m., and information on polling locations can be found at govoteky.gov.
As Kentucky prepares to borrow $281 million on the bond market, one of the country's three major credit rating agencies has dropped the state's credit rating to A from A+. The Lexington Herald Leader reports Standard & Poor's cited state government's poor fiscal management and citizens' relative poverty in its Friday decision, which will likely translate to a higher interest rate for taxpayers. Another rating agency, Moody's, downgraded Kentucky by one level to an AA3 rating last year, warning bond investors at the time that the state isn't collecting enough revenue to resolve its public pension debt. S&P noted in a release that it doesn't plan to raise Kentucky's ratings within the next 2 years.
The Morehead Police Department is among the law enforcement agencies in Kentucky taking part in the national Click It or Ticket campaign. The effort runs through June 3rd. Its goal is to promote seatbelt usage through the use of traffic checkpoints and increased patrols. MPD Captain Kyle Callahan says even though it has been shown that over 85% of Americans use their safety belts, it is frustrating that some people still don't. Callahan notes it's been proven time and again that seatbelts save lives.
And the Click It or Ticket campaign is more of educating people and trying to get them to get in the habit of wearing this seatbelt. And, you know, we have some radio and TV spots that we've been doing that we will write tickets if that's what it's going to take, to write tickets and write citations to get people to understand to wear their seatbelt, then that's what we're going to do.
During the national Click It or Ticket campaign, police officers will also be looking for speeders, impaired drivers, and those who don't have their children in safety seats or who are in safety seats that aren't being properly used.
Rowan Judge Executive Walter Blevin says the county's new 275-bed jail will be less expensive to run than its current 78-bed facility, which cost $1.2 million a year to operate. On a daily basis, the present detention center usually has over 100 prisoners. Since most of them are local residents, Rowan's taxpayers must pay for feeding and housing them. Blevins notes the new lockup will be holding a lot more state prisoners and those from neighboring counties, and that means Rowan County will be paid for that service, which will lower its annual jail bill.
We think that we may, instead of having to pay $1.2 million, we may get that down to around $600,000, $500,000. Still got to pay, but it'd be less we're paying, and hopefully that'll be, we can take some of those excess dollars and put it into other programs and maybe on recreation as well.
Rowan County will receive about $35 a day for housing prisoners from other counties. It will get just over $31 a day for each state inmate in the detention center.
Two local companies have been acknowledged by the Labor Cabinet for workplace safety. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has the story.
Cintas Distribution LLC in Grayson and Leggett and Platt in Winchester were a part of the 45 companies in the state recognized for outstanding achievements in workplace safety. Representatives from each company attended the 34th Governor's Annual Safety and Health Conference to celebrate Kentucky's all-time low injury and illness rate. The award is partially determined by the amount of work hours each company has gone without a lost time injury or illness. Cintas Distribution had over 1.3 million work hours without injury or illness, and Leggett and Platt had over 800,000 work hours without injury or illness. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
Several hundred military veterans will be stopping in Mount Sterling for the 30th annual Run for the Wall. They will be resting as they travel to an annual rally in Washington, D.C. Tracy Pierce is the spokeswoman for the event in Mount Sterling, and she says it brings awareness.
The sacrifices that people have made in this country to keep us free, and it's a way for us in Mount Sterling to let them have a little peace, a little quiet, something to eat, because the ride, they come from all over the country. The group that actually comes through here and stops in Mount Sterling actually starts as far as Ontario, Canada.
The event will take place tomorrow at the Clay Community Center. People are invited to wave and cheer on the veterans as they arrive at the location.
A perfect example of a pro-growth provision regarding the newly passed tax code is Kentucky's distillery industry. That's according to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The Republican spoke to the Senate floor regarding the code on Wednesday. He says they're helping workers and job creators thrive.
My Democratic colleagues failed to block tax reform last year, and now they want to just keep arguing about it. They even proposed to repeal it and roll back America's tax cuts. But entrepreneurs across the country are loving our new 21st century tax code. They're using it to expand operations and to create jobs.
McConnell says Senate Republicans plan to stay focused and helping small businesses grow.
Higher gas prices in Kentucky are messing with Memorial Day weekend travel plans. Gas prices around the state have jumped about 10 cents per gallon, averaging $2.89. Patrick Dehan is the head of petroleum analysis for GasBuddy.com.
Anyone who's taking a road trip this summer across Kentucky, always shop around as we find out there's a big spread in what prices are.
Both Louisville and Lexington have higher gas prices compared to the national average. In a GasBuddy.com study, 39% of Americans said high gas prices are affecting their travel plans.
Taking a brief look at the weather for the week. Tonight, an 80% chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy skies after midnight, lows near 63 degrees. Tomorrow morning, partly cloudy skies and a 10% chance of rain, highs near 81. Tomorrow night, mostly clear skies and a low near 59. Thursday morning, sunny throughout the day and a high near 84. Thursday night, clear skies and a low near 63 degrees. Current temperatures in the listening area are 78 degrees in Flemingsburg, 79 degrees in Lexington, 75 degrees in Ashland, 78 degrees in Winchester, 77 degrees in Inez, 73 degrees in Mount Sterling, and 75 degrees here in Moorhead.
On our feature segment today, a sophomore from Rowan County Senior High School will compete in the national track meet next month. WMKY's Logan Pemberton has the story.
I started in eighth grade, and I went to state for it, and I've been going ever since.
This is the third year that Promise Cross has competed in the high jump for Rowan County Senior High School. While setting a record for the school Saturday at the University of Kentucky outdoor track facility, Cross took first place in the Class 2A high jump.
I was a nervous wreck. I had been watching the Jalen girl I was competing against and knew that she was jumping a little bit higher than me. I was nervous.
Cross and East Jessamine's Jalen Landversicht cleared 5 feet and 6 inches and missed 3 times at 5'8", but Cross won because she missed just twice at lower heights, once each at 5'4 and 5'6", while Landversicht missed 3 times, once at 5'4 and twice at 5'6". But Cross wasn't done for the day. She moved on to her second event with similar enthusiasm, taking second in the state in the 300-meter hurdles. Cross says she ended up competing in the event almost by accident.
One day I was at a track meet with my sister Faith, and she didn't want to do it, so I just asked Coach, like, just for fun, if I could fill in for her, and he was like, yeah, and then when I finished, he told me that I was fifth in the state already, and that I was going to have to do it at region.
Cross finished in second place with a time of 46.84 seconds to John Harden's Zanasia Reed, who was just 1.3 seconds faster. Cross also competes in basketball and soccer, but she says track has a place in her long-term future.
I've always wanted to do a sport in college, but I never really knew which one I wanted to do. And now I feel like a lot more confident that I want to run track in college.
No matter what sport she competes in, she has always had her family right there with her.
It kind of sets the tone for me. I've always got someone to look up to when it comes to sports. Now, if I have any questions, none of my family is afraid to show me the right way to go. They set the example.
With an older brother who was a former Rowan County football, basketball, and track star, Cross is happy to set an example for her younger siblings.
I think right now they don't see it as, like, as serious as it really is, but I feel like they'll realize when they get older and want to live up to that and maybe set a few records themselves.
Cross will compete in the national track competition in Greensboro, North Carolina on June 17th. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.
It's 4:48 and 75 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Cody Robinson. We're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad to have you with us on this primary election day. Braxton Howard has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Rowan County Fiscal Court, keeping our community a safe and enjoyable place to live and work while moving forward in a progressive but responsible manner. County services include the Detention Center, Road Department, Ambulance Service, and Animal Control. In addition, funding for the airport, Parks and Recreation, Economic Development Council, and other community organizations provided under the guidance by the elected officials of the Rowan County Fiscal Court.
Brown tries for two. Good afternoon for WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The championship game of the 61st District Baseball Tournament is set for tonight at Moorhead's Green Hill City Park. Rowan County will face Bath County at 6 o'clock in the contest. Coach Scott Collins admits playing the big game on their home diamond gives his Vikings a nice advantage.
Hopefully, you know, we'll have the support of the community come out, you know, here in our hometown, give us a big crowd, give us some momentum, you know, from the get-go. So, we're looking forward to hosting it and having it here, not having to travel. So, you know, that's always a plus whenever, you know, you're in your own community and you can, you know, hopefully, you know, get a big turnout in your favor.
Rowan County is 27-6 this season, including a doubleheader sweep of Bath 2 weeks ago. The Wildcats are 21-6. Rowan County will also be involved in this evening's title game of the Girls 61st District Softball Tournament. After blasting Menifee 15-0 last night, the 18-6 Lady Vikings will do battle with Bath County at 6 in Frenchburg. Round coach Larry Sloan says his players have a lot of confidence right now.
Yeah, they are. They know that if they go out and play the way they should play, they have the ability to beat anybody in the region. And each and every night, that's all you can ask for. Let's go out and do what we can do. And if somebody plays better, that's okay. That's the way it's supposed to be.
The Lady Vikings split their two regular season games with 14-14 Bath County. The Morehead State Baseball Eagles are getting set for the OVC tournament. The 32-23 Eagles face Eastern Kentucky tomorrow at 1:30 in their opener of the double elimination event. MSU coach Mike McGuire expects his ball club to do well as long as it meets one key objective.
If we win the free base column, you know, on a daily basis, we will win that tournament. I firmly believe that. But when I say free bases, you know, I'm talking about walks, hit by pitches, wild pitches, errors, all that. You look at us on the season, when we win those categories, we win most of the time.
This year's OVC baseball tournament is being played in Oxford, Alabama. The Eagles are the event's third seed. After taking Monday off, the Cincinnati Reds get back at it tonight as they host the Pittsburgh Pirates at 7:10. Interim manager Jim Riggleman's Reds will be trying to regain their mojo after dropping 3 of 4 weekend games at Great American Ballpark to the Chicago Cubs.
It is disappointing. I'm not disappointed in players. I'm just disappointed in the results we got, you know.
0-2, Matt Harvey will make his third start for the Reds after coming over from the New York Mets. The battling Pirates will counter with 2-3, Jamison Tyon. New Mason County basketball coach Brian Kirk is excited to get started on the job. He comes to Mason from his alma mater, Augusta, where he spent the past 3 seasons, which included winning the 39th District Championship over Mason County in 2016. Kirk says while leaving his alma mater was a tough decision, the history of the Mason County program was just too much to pass up.
A very difficult decision. You know, looking back on it, Augusta will always be a place that I cherish a lot about. A lot of great memories there, a lot of great things that I will never forget. But when you consider a program like Mason County, sometimes opportunities only come around once in a lifetime. And when I started in the career of coaching, I had certain places that I had in mind I've been at. Obviously, one of them was at Augusta, and the second one here at Mason County.
Kirk takes over for Buddy Biggs, who resigned as head coach after 3 seasons. Game 4 of the NBA Western Conference Finals tips off tonight at 9 o'clock. The Golden State Warriors will look to take a commanding 3-1 series lead over the Rockets in Houston. After getting blown out in Game 3, 126-85, and going down in the series, Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni isn't worried about how his team will respond.
I fully trust that they're in a fight of their lives. But, you know, again, we've been through a lot of this year, and they've been great. And, you know, the world will go on. And, you know, right now, to me, Golden State has all the pressure. They got to win. You know, we should come in with a little bit of a swagger and giddy up in our game and see if we can get it.
Golden State could be without forward Andre Iguodala, who is suffering from knee soreness. The Warriors have him listed currently as doubtful for the game. Also from the NBA, the all-rookie teams were announced today. Ben Simmons, Donovan Mitchell, Jason Tatum, Kyle Kuzma, and Lowry Markkanen make up the first team. The second team is Dennis Smith Jr., Lonzo Ball, John Collins, Bogdan Bogdanovic, and Josh Jackson. Morehead State football has landed 4 players on the 2018 Kentucky Pro Football Hall of Fame All-Commonwealth team. The selections include senior wide receiver Jaron Higginbotham, senior quarterback Lawson Page, senior cornerback Chauncey Johns, and senior defensive lineman Jamil Butler. The Kentucky Collegiate All-Commonwealth team is a preseason recognition award for football players attending a Kentucky college or university. The Cincinnati Bengals have signed their top draft pick. Former Ohio State center Billy Price yesterday inked a multi-year contract, although the terms were not disclosed. With that issue now behind him, Price says he's looking forward to adjusting to life in the NFL with the Bengals.
I think for me to get acclimated to a new style of offense, at Ohio State we did a lot of spread, a lot of just throwing the ball around. Here we're focusing a lot of wide zone, so the technique aspect of it, I just got to continue to get better at that. And really just embrace it and really, you know, be the true professional that I'm trying to be and make sure that you stay healthy, enjoy the process, and it's going to be a long season.
The 2017 Remington Award winner as the nation's top-rated center, Price was the 21st overall pick in last month's NFL draft. Finally in sports, other notes from the NFL, Commissioner Roger Goodell says Congress should enact uniform standards for any states that plan to offer legalized sports betting. Goodell says he wants to see consumer protection as well as fan access to official and reliable league data. And the Detroit Lions say a 1996 sexual assault allegation involving head coach Mike Patricia are not subject to their personal conduct policy. The league has finished its review of the team's hiring process. Patricia has maintained his innocence. His accuser did not testify, and the case was ultimately dismissed. That's a look at sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Men's basketball will host a father-child camp on June 9th, an Eagle day camp June 11th through the 14th, and Morehead State Team Camp June 22nd through the 24th. More information by calling the men's basketball office at 783-5140 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks dropped after President Trump said he was not satisfied with U.S.-China trade talks. He also said a highly anticipated summit with North Korea may not happen after all. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 178.88 at 24,834.41. The S&P 500 was down 8.57 at 2724.44. And the NASDAQ Composite was down 15.58 at 7378.46. Trump told reporters he was, quote, not satisfied with the trade talks that took place with China last week. He called the negotiations a start as his administration keeps working toward a final deal to address trade imbalances with Beijing. The president also discussed a summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, stating whether or not it happens, you'll be knowing pretty soon. And, of course, the summit is scheduled for June 12th in Singapore. Stocks started the session strong after China said it will reduce levies on automakers and car parts. China's finance ministry said tariffs on certain vehicles will come down to 15% from as much as 25%, while levies on some parts will be brought down to 6% effective July 1st. And shares of Ford and GM both rose on this news initially. Tesla initially rose more than 1% before actually dropping 3.3% on the session. In the commodities markets, oil was down 0.5% at $72.02 a barrel. Gold was unchanged at $1,290.90 an ounce. Overseas in Europe, stocks rose with the Stock 600 index finishing with a gain of 0.3%. In Asia, stocks were mixed with the Nikkei down 0.2% and the Hang Seng index in Hong Kong up 0.6%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers were Verizon and J.P. Morgan, while the worst performers were Boeing and Caterpillar. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Micron Technology and TJX, and the worst performers were AutoZone and Kohl's. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 19 cents at 78.42, CSX down 54 cents at 63.47, AEP up 37 cents at 65.46, AK Steel up 10 cents at 4.56, Marathon Petroleum down 35 cents at 78.50, and U.S. Bancorp is up 36 cents to finish at 51.06. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Regional on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made-from-scratch cakes, pies, and cookies, cinnamon rolls, scones, quiche, and muffins. Daily lunch menu with a variety of sandwiches, soups, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Wednesday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Lunch reservations and orders by phone at 606-780-4282.
Taking another look at the weather forecast for the week. Tonight, an 80% chance of thunderstorms and partly cloudy skies after midnight. Lows near 63. Tomorrow morning, partly cloudy skies and a 10% chance of rain and high of 81. Tomorrow night, mostly clear skies and lows near 59 degrees. Thursday morning, sunny throughout the day and a high near 84. And Thursday night, clear skies and a low near 63 degrees. Temperatures in the listening area are 78 degrees in Flemingsburg, 79 degrees in Lexington, and 75 degrees here on the campus of Morehead State University.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, Rowan County Schools will conduct kindergarten registration at the Board of Education building located on West Sun Street in Moorhead. Registration will be held from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Wednesday, May 23rd, that's tomorrow, from 2 to 6 p.m. on Thursday, May 24th. More details by calling 784-8928.
Faith Presbyterian Church, located at 430 Fraley Drive in Moorhead, will sponsor a yard sale from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, May 26. Proceeds will go towards food backpacks for elementary school students.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Sean Delaney, Tilden Johnson, Chaz Jenkins, Kyle Blinkenbuehler, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, and Braxton Howard. KNN's Paul Miles and Hilliard Lyons' Bud Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Logan Pemberton. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead and translator W202 BHINS. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Cody Robinson and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.